Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. The Eagles did not play on a football Sunday, but that gave us a lot of time to watch other teams throughout the league. Merrill, what were your takeaways from week 6 in the NFL yesterday?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They were favored to go in and beat Carolina, but Carolina is a better team than they have been in a long time. And Bryce Young, who was considered almost a bust in his first couple of seasons, is coming into his own, and he played a very good game, and the Panthers beat the Cowboys.
They just got by the Cowboys, 30-27, I believe the final score was. So while that was a result in the NFC East, what also stood out to you from around the league, you know, like with the 49ers and Bucks and whatnot?
Well, you know, when you watch Tampa Bay and you're looking at the best teams in the National Football League, the Bucks look like one of the best teams in the National Football League right now. Baker Mayfield is playing just great football. But then you think a couple of weeks ago, the Eagles beat the Bucs in Tampa Bay. So things change almost week to week. I don't think there's one team that you look at right now and say they are a lock to go to the Super Bowl. They are a dominant team. They are above everybody else. From week to week, it changes. I know that the Eagles lost a terrible game last Thursday night when they were beaten at the Giants and beaten decisively 34-17, but they will have time to regroup. Hopefully, they will get some of their injured players back, and it is a long season. There are 11 games left. So let's see what happens from here on in.
I agree with you that I don't think there's any team that is clear-cut in a way the best team. There are some.
And going into the season, Green Bay was one of the teams that you looked at and said it's going to be very, very tough to beat the Packers. Well, they have proven that they have their weaknesses, too. Now, they got by this weekend, of course, against the Cincinnati team that is without their great quarterback, Joe Burrow. And they just brought in Joe Flacco, and how much can he do with about 3 days of training? But the I'll tell you something, the Packers are certainly a beatable team.
So I'm wondering, Merrill, you know, after a few days to digest what happened on Thursday night with the Eagles and Giants, how concerned are you about the Eagles moving forward?
I think you have to be concerned. I think you have to say they do have some problems that have to be addressed. The offensive line has not been anywhere near as impenetrable as they were last year when they were opening up gaping holes for Saquon Barkley and giving Jalen Hurts great protection. But again, it's early, and there have been guys who have been hurt. Landon Dickerson's out of the lineup. Cam Jurgens is coming back from off-season surgery. Lane Johnson has had his physical problems, but hopefully they will have some time to mend during this mini-bye and come back with a strong game next Sunday in Minnesota.
Yeah, aside from the injuries, how much can this mini break help them going into the game against the Vikings?
Look, this is a very good coaching staff. This is a coaching staff that has been to two Super Bowls and won one of them. And this is a team that will make adjustments. They're smart. They have talent. They have a great quarterback. I know that people point a lot of fingers at the quarterback each week or at the offensive coordinator. Believe me, this is a fine coaching staff, and this is a great quarterback, and this team will regain its footing.
Well, Merrill, I always appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much. Look forward to the next time we chat. That is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.